pediatric COVID vaccines could be just around the corner. If all goes smoothly, experts say kids ages 5 to 11 may be eligible to get Pfizer shots as soon as next week. But even as Massachusetts makes plans for the rollout and pediatricians prep their patients, WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel reports that parents, public health officials, and scientists still have questions.
Pediatrician Chloe Campbell says if she sees 21 patients in a day, it's a safe bet she'll have 21 conversations about the pediatric COVID vaccine.
If somebody comes in for a hangnail, we talk about the COVID vaccine. I'm not kidding.
Campbell is the medical director at Pediatric Associates of Greater Salem and Beverly. She says her patients seem to mirror a national trend. About a third of families are ready to run out and get the shot as soon as it's available. But all the others have questions about the vaccine.
They're worried about the long-term effects, and these are children. But even those persons, I think they're not anti-vaxxers. They just want to make sure that we are okay with it.
And Campbell's more than okay with it. She reassures them regulators are evaluating the data to make sure any risk from the vaccine is far lower than the risk from COVID. Campbell tells them her own kids, who are older and already eligible for the vaccine, got the shot.
And that converts a lot of people.
Many experts say they are glad doctors are doing this work, but some say more outreach is needed. Massachusetts has yet to launch a big public awareness campaign to prepare families for the pediatric rollout.
This is the time that we really want to ramp this up.
Lloyd Fisher is the president of the Massachusetts chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. He's been working closely with the state to plan for pediatrician offices to get the vials as soon as they're authorized. But he says he'd like to see more ads, more celebrities promoting the pediatric vaccine, say at sporting events. And he says there should be an extra push in areas that have low vaccination rates among adolescents and adults.
So what I'm hoping is that we can see some direct outreach and partnering with local boards of health, local community agencies, religious leaders in those communities.
The state's Secretary of Health and Human Services, Mary Lou Sutters, says more information is coming soon. But some local public health officials are not waiting. Worcester has mobilized a group of youth influencers.
So youth talking to youth about the vaccine.
Matilda Castile is Worcester's Commissioner of Health and Human Services. She says these youth influencers put together their own PSA aimed at kids, and the city has reached out to parents about school-based vaccination clinics.
We've already sent out the permission slip with flyers that we have already made, so people are aware that that's going to be happening and what the process will be.
But even as people plan for shots going into kids' arms, the scientists are still at work, says Rick Malley, an infectious disease doctor at Boston Children's Hospital.
There's still going to have to be a lot of research and studies done even after the vaccine is, if it is in fact implemented in children.
That research in the months and years ahead will answer questions about things like the vaccine's side effects. In particular, there's concern about inflammation in and around the heart that's been seen in younger men and adolescent boys. Malley says clinical trials like the Pfizer one aren't designed to pick up extremely rare but serious side effects.
At the end of the day, we're talking about somewhere in the range of 1,500 children between the ages of 5 to 11 who got the mRNA vaccine.
And just half of those study participants, about 750 people, were boys. That's not a huge sample. Malley's hopeful that future studies will show there's not much of a risk, and many experts point out that COVID is more likely to cause heart inflammation than the vaccine. But Malley acknowledges the risk calculation is not as straightforward for young kids, since they are less likely to get severe illness from COVID.
It doesn't mean that we shouldn't, you know, sort of promote vaccination in children. I just think it means that we have to be very upfront and very informative to parents.
These conversations are already happening in doctors' offices and school districts as parents await a final decision on the pediatric COVID vaccine. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.